Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Tempe, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, and we have a wonderfully full studio today. I think I say that almost every segment, but it is always so exciting to meet new people in our community who are doing fantastic things. And today, I have a group of women who are doing just that. I'd like to introduce you to Maria Tomas Keegan, founder of Transition and Thrive with Maria. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Karen.
We've been working on this, getting you in here for a while, haven't we?
We have.
I think we have Brooke. Do we have Brooke Walker to thank for that?
She's one.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I think one of many, and then Susan, I'll introduce you to Susan in a second. We were giving each other the look like we've been meaning to connect here. So I'm very happy to have you with us today.
Thank you.
You made a wonderful choice to bring some companions along, some women in business that you've had an opportunity to influence, but also I know that they've richly influenced and have impacted your life as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good. So let me introduce you to the rest of the crew. We have Susan Moody, co-founder of Starshine Arizona Communities. Welcome.
Thank you.
Happy to have you here. And Noelle Tillman, founder of Inspired by Noelle LLC.
Thank you.
Welcome. And Jan Whalen, author, speaker, writing coach, and founder of Whalen Voices.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So much fun. We're all smiles. I'm glad so far you're feeling comfortable. That's always a good thing. Let's just settle into a conversation. And Maria, if you don't mind kicking us off, tell us a little bit about Transition and Thrive and really what you're out there doing in our community for women.
So I'm a life transition coach for women, and I help women to focus, to get over the, or through the overwhelm is probably a better way to put it, when life events happen to us, as they often do, and they can pile up on us. And I help them feel the emotion that comes with that and still show up every day in confidence and with courage, so that they can continue to be who they need to be for their families, for their companies, for their own careers, and help them to thrive.
You mean we don't automatically know how to do that?
You know, I haven't met anybody who does.
No,
I didn't either.
I had mentioned before we came on air that I had read your bio, and I thought, well, my goodness, this really could be my bio. Quite honestly,
right.
my former role was really in education. Yours was in corporate, but that idea of having realized how much wisdom we have when we finally figure out how to feel the emotions, work through it, and stand tall and proud even in the midst of chaos and transition.
Yeah.
Why not give back and find a way to support other people through whatever it is that they're going through?
You know, I realized that I have had mentors all my life. I've just been so fortunate. People to guide me as I was going through tough stuff. Again, still had to show up every day. Those mentors and guides really were role models for me. When I was, I've gone through so many transitions in my life, but the one that really almost kicked me to the curb was when I was unexpectedly laid off from my last corporate gig. And I had to decide, what am I going to do with myself now? How am I going to, just what am I going to do? I got derailed. I did. I got derailed for a little bit until a friend of mine called and said, Maria, what if it was your idea? Mm-hmm. The perspective that gave me was profound. And I was able to move out of that victim mode I felt like I was in and look at things very, very differently and decide and make choices that then served me. So that's when I started looking at, do I want to stay in corporate? Do I want to parlay 30 years of experience into another corporate gig? I probably could have done that pretty easily, but it just didn't feel right to me. So I started thinking about all of those people who mentored me along the way. And in my last corporate gig, I like to call it, I actually had an opportunity to formally mentor other people in business. And I did that formally, and I ended up doing it very informally as well, and did much more of it informally. I just loved that part of what I did. So when I had the opportunity to really take stock of what do I want to do when I grow up this time, giving back as a mentor and a coach for women especially was just what I chose to do. And I'm thrilled about it. I wake up happy every day that I've made that choice.
Well, it certainly precedes you. I know, again, we've had at least a handful of people say, you've got to have Maria on to talk about not only her story, but how she's supporting women in transition.
Thank you.
And so let's, if you guys could share, how did each of you connect and what is your relationship? And also if you would, I simply read the name of your businesses and organizations, but tell us a little bit about yourselves, how you know Maria and who you stand for, what you stand for in the world. Susan, would you be willing to start for us?
So Maria and I met actually through a women's networking organization that we are both members of, and kind of connected through that, started building a relationship through that. When we were getting ready to launch our new business, Maria was so on board and helpful as one of our charter members with the Starshine communities that our relationship has just grown through that. And I think part of the reason we connect so much is that mentoring piece, because we're both very into mentoring, inspiring other women. That's the whole basis of Starshine communities, is really to be that support base for women-owned businesses that may be solopreneurs, maybe working from home, and get stuck in their own head sometimes and really need that support and that guidance. And our community has really grown to attract women that are interested in sharing and helping each other out.
Can you talk a little bit more about Starshine Arizona communities? So is it, do y'all meet once a month, once a quarter? Is it several different locations? Give us a little synopsis of what that looks like, because I'm sure we have listeners saying, okay, I know I need to connect with Maria. I would also love a community.
So our community, it's not a once a month. It really is a community base. We have four main elements of our programs. So we have the peer mentoring, which we call our power circles, that meet twice a month. Then we have a learn and launch program. We say we're not ladies who lunch, we're ladies who launch. And those are very business educational topics. And then we have our take care series, which is really about the personal development and taking care of the woman behind the business, that heart and soul behind the business. And so our communities, we have two right now. We have one in Glendale, one in Peoria that are female focused. And now we're in the midst of launching four more communities throughout the valley. So we'll have one in Squaw Peak, which is Central Phoenix, one in Pinnacle Peak, North Phoenix, and one in Surprise. And then there's a secondary one coming up in Peoria. So those four are based on our community partnership with My Office Business Suites. And so those will be co-ed communities.
Wonderful.
Co-ed communities. But even at the co-ed communities, one of the power circles will be female focused.
Yes.
Because it's so important for women to be authentic, let their hair down, not worry about what they're saying, how they're saying it, because there's male energy in the room. Just let's just be real and help each other out.
I love that. So you found a collaborative partner in, what's the name of the co-work space?
My Office Business
Space. My Office Business Space.
Also run by two female business owners.
Wonderful. And is the co-work space co-work or is it office?
So Starshine AZ in Glendale is our flagship location at the Glendale Airport. That has co-working space available. And so is the Peoria, which is inside Huntington University. The My Office Business Suites has shared office space, meeting rooms, private office space, conference rooms, whole gamuts, but they don't necessarily specialize in the co-working space.
Right. Okay, good. Yeah. I just want to make sure I was clear
on that.
Wonderful. Yeah. Okay, so we do have a lot to talk about. I'm an East Valley girl. I've been out here since 79. So I was waiting and listening if there's any plans for East Valley.
We have women contacting us all the time saying, when are you going to get a community out? So we are working. We're trying to make sure that the models that we've created, that Leanne and I have created, are very sustainable business models.
Before we move
and launch on. So we're just coming up to our first year.
It's only been a year. Not even quite.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
It is.
So
huge.
We're moving at a fast pace. So we do know that we want to expand. We're also expanding outside of Arizona area, but we want to be sure we have a very solid base
one
in place.
One solid step at a time.
Exactly.
Very good. Yes. Okay. I'm anxious to learn more. And I've already invited the women to come back so that we can shine the spotlight on their businesses and organizations a little bit more as well. So either of you should tell us how you know Maria and a little bit about your business.
Well, I met Maria because of Susan, because Susan and I had come together. It was an interesting and very timely moment that Maria and I met, because I wanted to make my way back into my photography business, but I had other things that I allowed to get in front of me. And so Maria called me one day, and I was in the middle of production, and I was like, no, I can't do your photos because, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, no, you're doing them. And so... you started mentoring me without me realizing that you're mentoring me. She's very subtle about it. And she's
as any great mentor would be.
Kind and generous and giving. And she, our experience together as I was doing her photos for her rebranding, just let me back into the space that I love to be in and that I had abandoned so many years before. And so it's been less than a year, I think, that we've known each other.
Yep.
And then I too am with Starshine Communities, and so it's been very supportive and loving and heart centered, which is the way that I always thought my business should be and feel. So, inspired by Noel LLC, was still available and in good standing. So, I rattled the cages and woke it back up. And underneath that umbrella, I'm emerging as a clay artist. I enjoy to do funky sculptures and then as an illustrator. So a little bit of everything.
Good. So this, we're kind of on the precipice. Is that the right word? We're at the beginning of this re-energize.
Yeah.
So
right.
Photographer,
right.
But also in addition to that, a clay artist.
Yes.
And an illustrator?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And Noelle has a particular passion for photographing pets and their people.
I do. I love pet photography, and it's, for me, it's easy and super enjoyable, and it's fun for the owners as well, because then they have some really great memories of their pets and themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a win-win.
Yeah, sounds like it. Tell us about your clay art. Is there a particular, you said it's funky. Did you say that?
So it is a little funky.
It is.
When we moved to Georgia is when I decided to put my camera away and bought myself a little convertible and had my little midlife crisis and started sculpting in clay. And I love faces. I'm a portrait artist. With photography, I can control everything. I can control the lighting, not necessarily the people, but you know. But with clay has a mind of its own. And so I learned to get out of my own way. Mm-hmm. And in the studio, the clay has, it kind of knows what it wants to be.
I didn't know that about clay.
Well, a lot of potters actually want to be in control of the clay. I personally didn't want to be in control. So if I showed up and I was in control, it never was what I thought it should be.
Yeah.
But when I would get out of the way,
magic.
It was amazing what showed up. I'm like, dude, where'd you come from?
and their characters? They're kind of
funky, weird.
Oh, I can't wait to
faces,
see.
Characters. Faces and feet and hands.
Right? Yeah. I have a new series I'm working on called the Nobody series, because there's no body, there's just feet.
Oh my gosh.
And so some of the illustrations are reflective of that as well.
So under this umbrella, you really can be an artist in many different ways through photography as well. That's still a part of it?
Oh, yes. No, yeah. I enjoy fun, bright, cheerful looks. I like to photograph white puppies on white backdrops and darker color fur on a darker backdrop and just play with the lighting. And
she's very clear about what your voice is. Yeah, I love that, right? Am I right?
She
I've
is.
Only
yeah,
just met,
is.
You know,
yeah.
5 minutes before we came on, but I hear a lot of clarity in owning your space as an artist, but in that, this wild freedom, kind of wild abandon. Am I right?
That's a great description.
I love that.
That's a great description.
Yes.
Am I right? Good.
Yeah.
I think I might have to get to know you better.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I like that.
I feel like I have a handle on it. Good. Well, thank you for sharing. And welcome back to really owning this whole piece around Noel and inspired by everything that you've done. And I love too, you got a little teary-eyed, if I might use that term, when you were describing the transition that you went through. And it's great to have an advocate to help pull you out. And you said even subtly, Maria was assisting you.
Oh, she's very subtle about it and patient. And I remember the conversation. I was sitting outside my office and I'm like, no, I'm just going to do my art. And she's like, no, I'll wait. You're it. Doing the photos.
I did that. When I met Noel, and there is a spirit about her that I connected with immediately. And I was rebranding my business. And I knew I wanted special new photography done. And I just had a sense. I had just met her myself, but I just had a sense that she could do that for me. So she literally said, no, I can't do it right away. And I said, I'll wait. I'm not in any hurry. It doesn't have to happen right, this week or next week. I'll wait. And she called me back and she said, okay.
I'll dust off my camera and my lighting.
Because in your mind, you had put that away.
I had.
Yes.
And, in my brain, I thought once you walk away from something, you can't circle back. But I'm learning that you can circle back and you can tweak it and make it a better version of what you thought it might be.
Yeah. So important.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then that experience was so natural. It was so easy. I was so comfortable. And she literally, probably most of the pictures that we're using today were captured as non-posed pictures.
Those tend to be the best, I think, don't they?
And yeah. she, we were just chatting. She was talking. She was asking me questions. She moved her couch around so I could sit on it. And I was, just making poses, chatting with her, and she's clicking away. And I didn't even realize that those were the best.
So also subtle.
Very. A little sneaky.
So in photography, I like to engage in conversation and put people at ease. And some people are really good on the very first shot, and other people...
As she points over to Susan, right? I love that.
200 or 300 shots later, we have put somebody at ease.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Love digital, because film, you're like, I only got 36. You got to get it together.
Yeah. Right. Good. So Jan, Wayland Voices, tell us about you and your work. You're an author, speaker, writing coach.
Yes. I started out as a presentation coach in Iowa. And so did that for many, many years. And then I got to the Valley and I was asked if I wanted to go to a meeting with publishers, but actually they were book shepherds. And I connected with one of the women and she ended up giving me her business and told me how to help people publish their books. And then I had a very wise person say to me, Jan, you really need to publish your own book because you'll be resentful if you just help other people. So actually, when I did my first book, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. But I know Maria through Starshine Arizona. And you can tell just by our passion for her, we haven't known her that long. But Starshine's very different because you get to know people on a more personal level. And so I was assigned to help her do an evaluation for a presentation she was going to do. And that's when I really got to know her. Mm. And I just was so surprised with her depth of knowledge and her years in corporate. And so, and her willingness to have me help her with her introduction. And so then now we're working on a book together, and that's exciting.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
So, and she's such a, it's really nice when a coach believes in being coached.
Because it's not only nice, it's necessary.
It is absolutely necessary.
Yeah. And I'm guiding and I'm having the time of my life understanding where she's coming from, and I'm going to be learning a lot myself. So
it sounds like it. And you mentioned, you said multiple books. So you don't have just the one book. You've authored.
Yes, I have. Rock Solid Confidence. This was my first book. Mm-hmm. And then I got into story writing through a friend who said, Jan, would you help me put together a program for a church because we want to write our life stories? And I said, sure. And then when I looked at the flyer, I was the speaker.
But
I didn't mind. This is my friend Glenda. She was always getting me into things. And so after that, I did a book called Character Safari, Remember and Write the Stories of Your Life. And I did a trust journal called My Trust Journal, which is a book of affirmations on steroids that you write yourself. Mm. And then my latest book is You Are the Perfect Age.
You Are the Perfect Age,
where I interviewed. It started out as a blog series, but I interviewed women turning 10, 20, 30, 40, all the way up to 100.
Oh, wow.
And I asked them four questions, and it was fascinating. And that is really a part of my love of working with women and helping women realize that we are the perfect age. Now what? You know, mm-hmm. here we are. We're older. We can be mentors, but we can also learn from younger women. So, you know, it's all sort of fits in with the Starshine Arizona philosophy of women helping women, not competing, but cooperating.
Hooray.
Yay. Yay.
And I love that you segued back to Susan, because I was going to suggest the same thing, that you must have a great sense of pride that as we have this conversation, it really... I'm assuming this is, I see thumbs up. This really does represent your communities, right? This is a small little piece of and a taste of what women would experience being involved with your organizations.
Absolutely. And that's really with Leanna, you're making me start crying. What warms our heart is that the women get it and they really do want to help and collaborate with each other. And that is truly what we're all about.
Yeah. We were talking about my pants earlier that my 21-year-old picked out for me. I'll just bring Madison into this. So she's a senior at ASU. I had lunch with her not too long ago because I had come across a woman in my Business Radio X travels who doesn't play it from the same space as I do. And I actually use the word mean girl with my daughter.
That's what Leanne's
Wow.
And
no mean girls.
Yeah. So my daughter had said, let's have lunch. She had to ask me about an interview opportunity with one of the companies she's, you know, they're positioning her for a job after she graduates. And so as we're chatting and I'm kind of listening and sharing some advice through questions, right? Mm-hmm. I realize, oh my gosh, I've got an issue that I need to ask now to go back to Jan too in this book. My daughter, and I've never asked her, I mean, for clothing, yes, of course. Sending her a text message. How does
Fashion.
This blouse look, right?
Yeah.
But never from business. And I said to her, I said, you know, I've come across this situation and this, well, I'm intrigued by this woman. I'm not threatened necessarily, but I'm not so sure I want to play in the same space because mm-hmm. I feel like she's a mean girl. And mm-hmm. my daughter said to me, Mom, you and I, we've never been in that position. I've always, and I mean it, I've always had incredible friendships with mm-hmm. the women in my life and men for that matter. But, mm-hmm. And my daughter too, we've been blessed with that. When someone has shown up in my sphere and I haven't felt safe or like we're on the same wavelength, I've always been able to simply just step away from it.
Right.
But there's this one gal that kind of lingered. And so it was nice to have this conversation. Mm-hmm. And the more I'm doing Business Radio X, the more I'm learning of more and more women in Arizona, and I really believe this, are here to lift others up. We're reaching up for help. Mm-hmm. Help yep. me, please. Yep. And we're also reaching sideways and saying we don't have to be in competition all the time. We can accelerate together. We work better together when we collaborate. And we're also willing to reach a hand down to maybe, you know, someone younger or less experienced as us. And I really think we have groups like yours to attribute to that mm-hmm. says enough of this already. There's plenty of everything to go around.
Exactly. Yeah. It's yeah. time.
Yeah. It is time. It's yeah. well past
yeah.
time.
Yeah. yeah. Well past time.
Well, have yeah. you've heard of the term servant leadership?
Of course. Yeah.
And that I have a master's degree in servant leadership. So there were 13 women sitting around the table and they were explaining what it was. And well, we said, well, we don't want to be called servants because, you know, we're women. But, you know, little did we know this was a movement. And it wasn't any different than the collaborative way of thinking was really the way women think naturally. And I think that's
right.
one of your philosophies.
That's right,
Marie.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we are natural nurturers and we collaborate naturally.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is so important for us to step into that, to own it, and to help other women grasp the concept and not be threatened by it.
That's
I mean, spending so much time in corporate, you know, it has a legacy of being competitive, highly competitive. I realized when I don't know why I did this at the time. I thought it was a great opportunity and that I might be at IBM for maybe 2 years for the experience. And fast forward almost 20.
Oh, wow.
But I found my way into collaborative roles, roles that allowed me to bring people together in worldwide global teams to work on projects. And I was an oddball at IBM.
Isn't that fascinating? Because, again, we have a lot of similarities. What I think each of us here sitting here today just know very naturally, just part of who we are, our skin, our cellular being.
Makeup.
Yeah. Other people don't automatically find that way to gel with people and find ways to collaborate and serve others.
Mm-hmm. And actually think in those terms first.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? It's a whole mindset shift. But Susan and I first talked early on before she and Leanne had actually launched Starshine AZ, and we were at my kitchen table.
Yeah.
It was the day I met Noelle at a power circle that we had there, or a wisdom circle, I guess it was called at the time. And it was I just understood so immediately what they were heading toward. And I felt this compulsion to latch onto those coattails because these are women that I love to be around. And I want to be around others like them and like me so that we can really have an impact. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Impact in people's lives so that they can be instead of do, right?
Yeah.
So they can be better instead of do better. That's what it's all about for me.
Powerful.
It is. So I remember journaling years ago when we were still in Georgia about wanting to show up in an authentic way. And I didn't know what that looked like. I actually knew what it looked like for me. I just didn't think there was a safe space to be that. Mm. And that's actually the movement that's occurring. It is grassroots, but I think it's happening quickly. And it's wonderful to be part of that experience.
I think it's happening quickly. I think it's happening in a lot of different avenues. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I'm excited to see and witness when it all kind of spontaneously combusts with all these different organizations coming together. Because obviously running the radio studio, and I'm new at this too, it hasn't been quite a year. July will be our first year. Every man or woman who comes through here, and even children, we've had teens and children come through here to tell their success story and or their emerging story. I love how you put that earlier. I see and I hear like-minded thinking, servant leadership, facilitative leadership, mentoring, coaching, guiding, that conscious capitalism, you know, really people looking to how can we leave this earth and generations after us in a better position than we have created for ourselves or, you know, that sort of thing. It's not very poetic, but there it is. And I see through a different lens as I just spend an hour with people that we're on that trajectory, and it is a fast-moving train. Can you speak to that a little bit, Susan? Within your organization, what are you witnessing?
So we're witnessing that more people, as they're starting their business, and we say it's a more of a passion project, that they're starting it because they want to make a difference. And that's the movement I think that we're seeing. You're talking about the socialization piece of that, is that more people are saying, I want to make a difference. I still want to live a life that matters, right? But I want to make a difference with my company and then make money. So the foremost is making the difference. So that's been a shift because most of the time, you know, when you have your own business, it's money first, right? And so we're saying that we are providing solutions and support for solopreneurs, S-O-U-L-O-preneurs, people that want to make a difference and make money because they're putting their heart and soul into their business.
And Susan, are these solopreneurs who are coming to you, are they only in startup mode or can they really be at any, where are they in their business? Where's the sweet spot for?
Well, they can be at any piece of their business. What we're finding is it's mostly people that are like in that, maybe that 2 year mark that they might have started and not getting their business where they want it to be because they're not making the connections. They think they're still in that, I'm going to say old school mentality where I have to go to all these 8 networking events a month and join all these associations, and they're getting away from why they started the business. And so they're seeking to find what's a more authentic way to grow this business, more organic way, as Noelle says, to grow the business. So we're reaching them after they've started, you know, and they're trying to grow. That being said, we are getting ready to launch a scholarship program for those who are new in business that need the support, that may not be able to afford the support when you're first starting out, that could use the benefit of these wonderful women having them in their back pocket to help mentor and guide them. So we're cognizant that we need to also help the newer generation kind of get their businesses off the ground, you know, in an authentic business model, right?
Love it. Maria, back to you. I'm curious, why transition? I mean, you spoke a little bit about it already, but specifically, how did you decide, or why is that your sweet spot when coaching?
As I said before, I've been through a lot of them myself. Most people have. How we go through them matters. Where we end up after we go through matters. And we have choices, conscious choices that we can make along the way. And I believe a lot of women don't make those choices with their own self first in mind. So we compromise all the time. We compromise to keep the peace. We compromise our values and live by someone else's just because it's easier. There's less fighting. There's whatever. We compromise our values even if we are working for someone else. And we just, I think we put ourselves in situations where we, perhaps not consciously, just go through the motions, right? Mm-hmm. And we're just coping and we're surviving. Well, I believe that we are better women and we can impact everyone around us when we're thriving. So when we are making choices that serve us first, because when we are happy, when we are content, when we feel full, I think everyone around us wins. So I love to use the analogy of the teacup. My mom used to collect beautiful painted gold gilded teacups. And I have one in my office to remind me that when we keep our, and it's a teacup on a saucer, by the way, when we keep our cup full for ourselves and we let it overflow and we give from the overflow, we are always full. And if we just remind ourselves of that when we are making choices and decisions about what serves us well, then I think we just do better as people, and certainly as women who a lot of people depend on us all the time. So
our families, our spouses, our significant others, exactly. Our girlfriends, our community,
everyone, right.
Everybody,
right?
Yeah.
Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things I love about Starshine AZ. Their self care or their take care series is all about that. So we get to speak as members, some of us speak on this, on multiple topics of take care, how to take care of ourselves. Because if we're not taking care of ourselves, nobody else can do it better than we can. Nobody else will do it for us. So we have ourselves to rely on.
I'm curious about your workshops. You do hold, tell us about your workshops. Tell us about how you interact with your clients. Tell us a little bit more about how you show up. Because now you've got me thinking, not everybody, especially when we're in transition, we kind of go into default mode, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe survival mode versus thrive.
Yep.
And so what is it like? Let's start and back up. I've got all these like 90 million questions running through my mind. Let me back up. Start with a workshop. You do offer workshops. What does that look like? How does that run? Tell us all about that.
Okay, so you probably won't be surprised to hear that the name of my workshop is Thrive for Life.
Not surprised at all.
And the workshop is Thrive for Life, Your Journey Begins. So it's an opportunity to get together with a small group of women. I keep the numbers down to a small, intimate group. I have done these in-person workshops for the last year and a half, and I've just introduced an online live version of the workshop so that people can come from wherever they are, stay at home in their jammies if they like. And I take them through a series of activities that help them to, and I was talking about this earlier, that it helps them to focus on what's important right now, figure out where they are today, because this is where they have to start from. And if they are very clear about that, then it makes it so much easier to know what the next step is. So I help them to focus. I help them to understand what is important to them, what they value most. And then what is that vision that they have for their future that excites them so that they can take passionate action and take small steps to get there. So that's in a nutshell what I take them through in my workshop. And then they have an opportunity to dive deeper into any one of those areas if they'd like to work with me further.
And I love that it's not location specific.
It's not.
Being able to have it as an online course in addition to in person.
And but the online is live. So,
they really do get you.
They get me.
Oh, I see heads nodding.
They
okay,
get me.
So it's not a done for you plug and play.
No.
Oh, I love hearing that. And how frequently do you offer the workshops then?
So I've just started I'm in the middle of one right now, and I'm going to start the next one on March 24th.
Very good.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's with I use a video conferencing platform that, so everybody just dials in. We can see everybody. We can chat, and we get pretty real in conversation about what's going on with these ladies, and they feel very safe. I give them lots of time to journal and figure out how to work some things through, and it's really fun.
Have any of you participated in the workshop?
Yes.
Then, Susan? Yeah,
yes. I participated, and Jan. We are actually on the same workshop with Maria. And so what's really cool about it is that no matter where you are in that transition part, you don't have to be just at the beginning or at the end. You can kind of step in. And the other women there were very supportive because Maria does make you feel like it's okay. Take a breath.
Yeah.
Let's just kind of figure this out. And she's got some really great tools and tips that she shares with you, even in that initial workshop that's well worth participating in.
Yeah. And I'm not exactly going through a transition, but I have a feeling that there are times and places and little spots hidden that I don't know about that will be uncovered. And so that's why I'm in the workshop. So when I started out, I said, Maria, I don't know why I'm here, but I just know there is wisdom here for me, and you're going to be able to help me.
Yeah, I like you. I trust you. I want to get to know you better.
That's it. Yeah.
And as you're sharing, I was thinking, this isn't about the catastrophic life transitions and changes, right? My husband left me, or we have to move across country, or I've lost a job out of nowhere. A transition could be simply, I'm getting a little bit older and I have lost my way in self-care, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or my best friend moved away or has chosen another dear friend over me, right? I mean,
life throws us curveballs and we don't even know which ones
are
going to hit us, right?
Excellent. Yes.
Yeah. So, and sometimes they pile up on us and we don't even realize that's happening until that next one hits us and we are totally derailed.
Yep.
And we don't understand why. We've been able to handle this so well all along. What's going on now? And we feel so uncertain about who we are now or why we can't handle it. We're confused. There's so many nuances to transition. It does not necessarily mean you just got a divorce.
Yeah.
Well, I took the class because I'm on a fast speeding train, as we were talking about how Starshine's growing so quickly. And I want to share, I do not get derailed, right? So what are things I should be aware of that might be happening in my world that I'm just pushing to the side?
Because proactive.
Yes, mm-hmm. I was trying to be right. proactive about that. And that's what struck me with about not getting derailed. It's like, oh yeah, I don't want to get derailed.
Yeah.
Let me find out.
Yeah. I hadn't even thought about that, right? Yeah. So it's really important to make the distinction that this is as much of a strategy to have you in our pocket when we're transitioning and we've realized we've lost our way, but also equally, maybe even more so important to be proactive to avoid some of those pitfalls that might naturally snatch us and drag us down.
Right, right. And so many of the techniques that I share can do just that. They are not, we talk about having a support system. You need a support system no matter what you're going through.
And support system probably has a definition, correct? Because I think some of our default support systems may not be the healthiest ones for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I actually, Jan was the one who helped me name this for me, and it's perfect for me because I come from a long corporate background. But for me, it's my own personal board of directors.
Mm-hmm.
So I think about the people in some people call it their front row. You guys call it something.
We're at the airport, so we call who's in your first class cabin.
In your first class cabin, yeah.
I love it.
So the people who can truly, and it's not necessarily your very best friend. It's not necessarily your spouse. It could be. But they can't fulfill everything. Role that
Correct.
You need support in. So I like to suggest that that the ladies in my workshop think about where do you need support? Maybe it's physical support. Maybe you need a buddy to go to the gym with.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it is spiritual support. So who do you need to help you in that area? Maybe it is financial. My husband has no mind for finances. So, and if you're listening, darling, it's just the truth. I love you. I can't go to him. So I have someone on my board of directors who can give me advice and guidance when I have, you know, financial questions.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on from there. There are just so many pieces of our lives that our very best friend is, you know, would love them to death, wouldn't want it any other way. But I wouldn't go to my best friend for advice on a number of things.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's one of the things I think is very important.
And I got to participate in Maria's class in real time. I missed the one that was online. I was not able to do it. But it was very powerful and scary. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you don't want to uncover that particular box.
Right.
Right. So what box is, maybe this one's not so bad. That one I'm just going to let that lie for a little bit longer.
Yeah, until you're ready.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons why the choice to work further with me is customized. So what is the area you would like that you do feel comfortable going deeper into now,
right? Mm-hmm.
Let's explore that. And some of that other stuff may come up, and it might feel okay if it does, and it might not. And we won't touch it until you're ready, if you are ever ready, and some people aren't. So that's why I like to work in a very customized way.
Sounds very important. I know some of the coaches have, like I said, a plug and play or a done for you process, but it isn't one size doesn't fit all.
It does not.
And it's so, I mean, at least that's what I found. It may work for some, but I found that really it has to be getting to know your clients. And I love to hear that you do that. The workshop then sounds like it's an opportunity for people to just settle in to see maybe what the landscape is for them.
For them?
Yeah.
And for them to get to know me.
Yes.
For them to get a feel for who I am, what I believe in, mm-hmm. and how I can support them and feel comfortable with that. Because if there is not that level of trust and comfort, that I can be there for them, then it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then they need to find someone else who can give them that level of comfort and support. So there, you know, I don't believe that I am the coach for everybody. But I believe there is a coach out there for everybody. We just have to look for the right ones for us.
And be willing to be coachable.
And be willing to be, yes.
Yeah.
It does take, you know, like Noelle just said, you know, when you're not ready, it doesn't work.
Right.
It just doesn't work. So there's that. You got to be ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like I have a better idea of what the word thrive means to you.
Mm-hmm.
But there is some special significance there, isn't there?
There is.
You want to speak to that a little bit more?
Sure. I just think thrive is like the best action word in the world. For me, it means to grow, to get stronger, to move through stuff despite the odds. You know, I think about I grew up in New England, so I think about the crocus coming up through the frozen ground.
I don't know what a crocus is.
A crocus is a beautiful spring flower.
Okay.
It's generally the first spring flower that comes up in New England, followed by the daffodils. You know what daffodils
are? I do know a daffodil.
It's followed by the daffodils.
Okay, but it's the leader.
But it takes a lot of work for that little bud
to come up through the snow,
through.
You said. Yeah,
yes.
It's not quite spring yet.
It's not quite spring. That's what it means to thrive. You work through that stuff and you push through in small steps and you make progress, you move forward. That's what it means to me.
She's quite the storyteller, isn't she? I'm looking at the storyteller over here, the writer.
I love the way she articulates and has thought out what she's going to say, and it does give a picture. I could see that. I'm from the Midwest, so I know how happy you get when those flowers do come up.
Yeah.
Just as when you feel like you are thriving, you feel like,
and springtime is the very best time, right? It's the very best time of year when everything is kind of, it's in its rebirth, right? And then when it comes to be summer, I think of transition a lot as the seasons. When it's fall, it's not such a easy time through transition. And in winter, it's that quiet time when we go inside and we really think and regroup, and then we prepare. And then when the spring comes, we've got a foundation laid for ourselves. And I believe that foundation is based on firmly understood core values, a crystal clear vision of what it is we want, and then the desire to take passionate action to make it happen.
Love it. And so important. Mm. As we're talking, I'm thinking about not only my life's journey, but other people that I know and I've worked with, and especially in Arizona, because we don't have a huge change in the seasons, I think we forget that we are a living, breathing being, and we have seasons as well.
Right.
Right. So I love that you shared that example, because, you know, even this winter, coming into the holiday season, I was spent. I was exhausted. Mm-hmm. I had planned to take a week off from broadcasting just to breathe and reset. And as it happens, you're all chuckle, I end up getting sick. Oh, big surprise there.
Yeah, really.
But here's the thing. I was so damned mad that I was sick that it prolonged my winter.
Yeah,
it prolonged my reset because I was bitter. And
yes.
I know better than that. I mean, I just sat in it and got stuck in it and stayed there a little bit longer. One of you mentioned that earlier. I was like, okay, I see what's happening here. But I still was unwilling to transition. Now, as soon as I gave myself permission to say, it's okay that I'm taking longer, it's okay that I'm angry, then I could begin to come out of it and reset myself for 2018.
So what you did was you reset your perspective.
Yes.
And that's all it takes.
Well,
each of you have mentioned that today in one conversation or other. You had mentioned somebody in your very beginning when you had lost that that job, and you were like, what the heck? And that woman said to you, well, how did she she stated it? What if it was your decision? What if this was your choice? Mm-hmm. Bam. Yeah. And I think, Noelle, you had mentioned something similar. It's having a coach like you who can give us that new lens or even just the question to reframe things.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. It's just, it really is. It's, and it can be very subtle. It doesn't have to be a monumental shift. A friend of mine used to call it, it's just a think of it as a 2-millimeter shift.
Mm-hmm. A little pivot.
Just a tiny shift. Then it doesn't feel so daunting. Mm. So, and if we just make tiny shifts and another tiny shift and another tiny shift, that's easy to think about. It's easy to do. And it's easy to be that way.
One of the coaches that I've worked with in the past have always said 1%, like just focus on that 1%, which is similar to what you're saying. Because when I look at, you know, knowing, oh my gosh, really on my landscape, I have a lot of changes I have to make.
Yeah.
It becomes overwhelming and then I back away. Mm-hmm. Now you're like you had said earlier, not that box, not today, not this year.
Right.
But if it's just what can I do to have an incremental 1% shift and then imagine how much we grow from that.
Right.
It's powerful.
And when you look back, it's amazing how far you've come.
Mm-hmm. And I bet you help your clients look back, too, and celebrate.
Oh, that's important. That's huge. That is huge.
Yeah.
And Susan loves to do that, too. At Starshine, we celebrate ourselves all the time.
I'm happy to hear that because we forget to do
we
that.
We forget to do that.
We shine a light on everybody else. Uh-huh.
That's why the community is so important.
Yeah. And what a rich community you have. I'm absolutely... First of all, I'm not embarrassed in a bad way, but I'm like, I seriously can't believe I haven't known about each of you like really upfront and personal yet. So I feel very blessed and excited that we've had a chance to get to know each other and accelerate that so quickly. And the synergy, and that's an overplayed word, but it really is true, the magic that each of you hold within each other. At one point when you were describing, well, and I knew her and here and this and this and that, I just saw this little tree, you know, like we do a family tree or a matrix to show all the interworkings of how each of you work together. And this is just four of you,
right?
There's a much larger community beyond just the four of you chatting today.
Yes.
Fun. Is there a little special parting message that you would be willing to share with us, Maria, and actually really anybody, something that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, and I've said a couple of these things already, but I would love to just tie it up this way. Women are born collaborators, networkers, and nurturers. And I would like every woman to just take a good hard look at what she's trying so hard to handle on her own and open up to the possibility that it would be easier and faster to share that burden and let others who have been where she is today help her to move forward toward a better tomorrow for herself so she can step back into her power and discover the joy of life again and learn to thrive.
Nice.
Very nice.
Amen. Can't say any better than that.
We really can't. There's no badge or ribbon or award for doing it yourself, is there?
No, there isn't.
Why do we think that?
I don't know. Because we're, well, there is a legacy of that.
Sure.
You know, we were just raised that way.
Sure.
I know I was.
I have a friend who's going through a medical situation right now, and we all went to high school together. There's eight of us that still hang out together, you know, maybe once a quarter. But she reached out via text a couple of days ago and said, I need to lean right now. And I was such a big instrumental shift for this particular gal who I love so dearly. But I think she at some point has realized that we are here for you, but sometimes we need to know what you need.
Right.
Yes.
Or we need to know what you're going through. And even if you don't know what you need, when you're in the right company and you have your board of directors or your folks in first class with you, we can, if we can't help you, we know who can help you.
That's absolutely true. And you know what? Sometimes all we need is a hug.
I am that's usually the most powerful antidote for me in my life. I totally agree.
Yeah, I'm a big hugger. I love to give hugs. I just think if we open our ears a little bit to those around us and what they what they're maybe not saying, we'll discover what they need, and then we can be there for them.
Hmm. Such fun today. I really am just in awe of each of you, and I am looking forward to getting to know each of you better, even though I have to come your way, I think it sounds like. Or maybe I can help you get out to, towards the East Valley. As we close up our time together, if each of you could share where our listeners can get a hold of you, so whatever that looks like for you is fine. And then if you also have a parting message, I'd love to hear it from you as well. Would you mind, Maria, starting for us, since we've heard your wisdom, and you might have another nugget, but how can our listeners get a hold of you and enroll in the workshop and really have a chance to learn more?
So if they go to my website, which is transitionandthrivewithmaria.com, all spelled out, there is a link to my next workshop right there. Or they could email me at maria@transitionandthrivewithmaria.com.
Wonderful. Thank you. Jan, how about you?
Yes, Jan Whalen, and it's whalenvoices.com, W-H-A-L-E-N, voices.com. And this has been really wonderful. I have to admit, I didn't know you, and you are an amazing host. So I congratulate you for all the work you do.
Why, thank you. I appreciate it. Susan.
All right. So if you are interested in finding out more about a Starshine community, you can look at starshineaz.com. My thing I'd like to let everybody, parting message is, as women, we're so willing to help and share, but we don't like to ask for the help, right? Mm. So just remember, it's okay to ask for help just as much as we like to give the help.
So excellent. True. Noelle.
I have an Instagram account.
Of course you do.
Well, it's funny because my daughter set me up on Instagram 5 years ago, and then I promptly did not know how to use it, so...
But you figured it out.
I learned to ask how to use
Yay.
It. So it's Noelle Tillman_art.
And you spell Noelle for us. It's N-O-E-L.
N-O-E-L.
Tillman, two L's.
T-I-L-L-M-A-N _art. I have a studio space in Surprise at a local community art center. And I love to collaborate with other artists. So you can text me or see some of my work on my Instagram account.
I can't wait to go peek.
It's fun. You'll see fluffy white puppies, and then you'll see funky clay sculptures. It's like I have a dual personality.
I see that. Right? I'm excited. That's a beautiful
Are
thing.
Are you a little nervous?
Not at all, actually. I'm very much in comfort with that.
Cool.
I have multiple personalities myself.
Right. Don't we all? Right.
And I'm looking forward to going back and looking at Maria's photos, too, now that I have the backstory for
nice.
That.
Yeah.
So wonderful to be with each of you today. And like I said at the beginning, we may have been on air or off, but I would welcome each of you to come back and bring more companions with you so we can have wonderful conversations around leadership and thriving and transition and really just being powerful, beautiful women. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.